It is Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, and we are joined in studio by a guy who I just realized I've known for a very long time. I met you many years ago.
Many years ago.
It just came to Wendy now. Jim O'Hare is here, Chicago actor made extremely good. You know him from Parks and Recreation. He's in town shooting a movie. How do you know Jim, Wendy?
Back in
Don't say everything. Just go with the basics.
Back in the radio days, our paths crossed when
yes.
I was just starting out in the radio business.
Yes. I was doing some crazy characters on The Loop. W-L-U-P. So, you know, 100 years ago. And so just ran into you here and there and Buzz and
Buzz Kilman,
Buzz
yes.
Buzz Kilman and Who was
Brandmeier in the morning.
Brandmeier,
Matthews,
we did a bit
Stephen
with actually
Gary.
Brandmeier jumped in on a bit one night at some comedy club that we were doing. It was crazy. A lot of fun, but it was crazy.
Your background is radio. You did radio in Indiana for a while.
I did a show at a place called WRIN/WLQI because they had two stations.
Oh.
At any point, 5,000 people could be listening.
Boy, that's so, bad call letters to do at the top of the hour. You had to do all of them?
Yeah. Well, you had to, and it was embarrassing because here's what I came up with. Because I was young and stupid. So, good morning. You're on the air with Jim O'Hare and Rensselaer.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Because it was Rensselaer, Indiana.
Close.
That said,
that's very kinda, close to rhyming.
It's almost close to rhyming.
Wasn't Dr. Seuss the program director at the time?
Yes, he was. Yes. We would have contests, and our prizes were 6 packs of Pepsi. And I swear, my hand to God, these people would drive 20 miles to come in for that 6-pack of Pepsi. It was in Rensselaer, Indiana, so snowbeltish.
Yeah.
There could be 10 feet of snow. Didn't matter. All of a sudden, you'd hear a snowmobile pull up, and they'd come in, and they'd dust themselves off. And like, where's my Pepsi?
What, you didn't have a postage meter there?
No, we're not sending people anything.
Too expensive.
No. And my favorite moment was, I mean, it was such a small little town, and sweet. St. Joe College is there, and it's a very sweet little town. So I become like the morning kind of dude, and... So you cashed your check at the grocery store,
right?
And I made $120 a week.
Nice,
yeah. So a little
That's nice,
yeah. Things, yeah.
Did little... that money taint you, Jim? Do you think?
Oh,
that
it tainted
money...
me.
It did. Didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. You know who else hated that I made that? Visa, MasterCard, American
sure.
Express, because they were on my butt after that, because I had to charge everything. No, but so my rent was $475 a month. So literally, I just made enough money to pay rent.
Oh.
So it was crazy.
Oh.
But so you'd cash your check at the grocery store, and one day I hand it to the girl, and she looks up, and she goes, "Oh, I didn't think you'd look like that."
Oh, no.
I was like, really?
Oh.
Really?
That's
you got two
fair.
Front teeth missing, and you're telling me that you didn't think I'd look like that.
That's
so,
not fair.
That's why a lot of people get into radio.
Yeah,
though.
So for those out in radio world, just picture me. I'm gorgeous.
Stunning.
You are
I'm
gorgeous.
Stunning.
Radiant. That's the word I use. Jim, you and I used to audition against each other quite regularly for commercials and TV shows.
Yeah.
I'd see you at auditions all the time. Then I stopped seeing you. Then one day on Parks and Recreation, I turn on, and there you are.
Yeah.
And I say to my wife, good for him. You went above
did
the
Did you say good for him or did you say
no,
that?
No, he was jealous
that
as hell.
I was thrilled for you. I was
yeah.
thrilled
right.
for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I was thrilled.
It didn't happen that easily, but it wasn't just like one day. But
I saw you on Party of Five as the plumber first.
I was butt crack plumber
yes.
once. And what's crazy, since then, maybe 2 summers ago, I did a film with Lacey Chabert.
Yes.
Who played, and my scene was only with her when she was a little girl. And she is now a full-grown beautiful,
very
just,
pretty girl.
We're in contact. She just had a baby and got married, all that kind of stuff. So talk about life coming around. You're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And of course, she didn't remember our scene together.
Oh.
But at the time, I had, you know, was just starting doing guest spots. And
yeah.
So that is lodged in my brain, you know, every moment of being on the set and meeting the cast.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
Yeah, that was a great show.
I was probably too old to watch it, but I really enjoyed it.
I might have been too old too, but I did love it.
Yeah.
And the whole family dynamic and
yeah.
Neve Campbell, big resurgence, House of Cards.
I know.
Can't complain about that.
I have to say this about Parks and Recreation. I'm a TV fanatic from the time I was a baby till now.
Yeah.
I've never seen a show turn themselves around. I didn't think the first season of Parks and Recreation was good at all. I felt so bad.
Ouch.
Because I know how good the cast
wait,
is.
Wait, is this how this interview is going to go?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
An ambush. ambush.
Is this an ambush interview?
It is.
Are you kidding
Bill
me?
Bill Huff is known
you.
For that.
Oh my God, are my exes here? What is what is going on?
Wait
here?
Till the second segment.
But after the first season, everybody figured it out, and it became one of the funniest shows I've ever seen.
First of all, I sadly agree with you. What happened is, you know, these pilots are crazy. You get cast, a group of people are together, you're shooting a show where you're supposed to have been friends for life.
Yeah.
Well, life is, you know, you get to know people. I'm sure you guys, the years have gone on, you figure each other out in that. So, but with the way it worked with Parks was, you know, the word was they got Amy Poehler, she's off of SNL, she's going to do a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was also pregnant. Mm-hmm. So they said, let's don't do a pilot. Just shoot as many as you can before it's too much, before she gets too big to be able to do it.
So what, she was holding clipboards
extra things, and that's what I do, too, for totally different reasons. Totally different reasons. So basically, we got to do six of them. So, and it's a shame because I do believe, because we were always ratings struggled. For seven seasons, we never had that feeling of, oh, no, we know we're coming back next year, we know we're coming back. Even though critically we were... You know, Time Magazine 1 year called us the best show on television.
Yeah.
Critically, we were praised. But it was tough because those first six turned a lot of people off.
Yeah.
So here's what I tell people now when they're just getting into it. I said, start with season two. You won't miss anything. And when you're done, go back to season one. You will appreciate some of season one.
Really?
After having seen the rest of it. Because there is some great stuff in season one. Some great stuff. But because, and it's mostly Amy's character.
Yeah.
The voice hadn't been found yet.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, people were comparing her to Michael Scott from The Office, where he was which was so brilliant, but that's not who Leslie Knope was going to be. They didn't want her to be bumbling, and so they turned her into this amazing, I mean, crazy in many ways, but an amazing woman who was proud of herself and her people and loyal beyond loyal.
And I will make a confession that I never got into the Parks and Recreation.
Goodbye.
No, but listen, here is where life has changed for sitcoms.
Yeah.
I have teenage boys. They started watching it, so now I'm binge watching it.
Of course.
I was late to the party.
Yeah.
But I'm experiencing
Welcome.
It all.
Welcome.
So that's the great thing about Netflix and Hulu.
It's both of those. I really thought this would have died down. We've been off the air for a year. Well, mm-hmm. It was a year in March. So over a year we've been off the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, okay. So because we've all, you know, we get, you know, people come up for pictures. And if we're all together, it's like the Beatles craziness, which is sweet, but a little crazy. So I thought, well, that'll die down now that we're off the air. It's just the opposite.
Really?
Because of Netflix and Hulu, and now we're syndicated, so we're on, I think.
Congrats.
Yay. Well, you know, when you're a young actor, you say, oh, I just want to get that show that goes into syndication.
Right.
Because at least then, even if things are going crappy, there's still some money coming in.
Sure.
You don't have to cash your paychecks at a grocery store anymore.
Yeah, I'm not at the grocery store. So we got syndication, but I think it's Netflix and Hulu because it's craziness. Even the other day I was down here, it was craziness, but sweet. Everyone's so sweet.
We saw you, Wendy and I watched. You were out in front of our studios a couple of weeks ago, and everybody did the same move. It's like, that guy looks like the guy that used to be on Parks and Recreation, but is it? I did that myself.
You did do it.
Yeah. There were people who will literally just stand near me to like figure it out, and I see my face on their phones. Like, so I know that
they're checking it.
I know that, like, well, I think so. Yeah, he might be a little fatter now. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. But yeah, no, it's crazy. But the people are so sweet. I would never
turn them You deserve it. Jim O'Hare is here. You know him from Parks and Recreation. He's in town shooting a movie. We'll talk about that and more. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Chicago actor Jim O'Hare is here. You know him and loved him from Parks and Recreation.
Hopefully.
Your character's name changed frequently, and I always thought that was a very funny inside joke. Please explain why your character's name changed regularly.
Here's how crazy that is. This is how crazy. The show was co-created by Mike Shore with Greg Daniels, who created the American version of The Office. So in the writer's room one day, when they realized who my character was going to be, the bumbling kind of put-upon office joke, it got to the point where they had to literally stop pitching ideas because he said, we would just spend the whole day pitching terrible things to do to Jerry. So it became where they literally said, okay, we have to stop. There's other characters. But then one day he thought, how cool would it be if we keep changing his name And the only reason they wanted to do it was so that it will become a Jeopardy question one day.
Oh, that's funny.
They wanted, you know, so like one character on a TV, what series regular on a TV show had five different names. So that is what this is what prompted. So then constantly, it began with Jerry, then it was Gary, then it was Larry, then it was Terry.
Yeah.
And then I even did, Chris Pratt did a Johnny Karate spinoff, his character, and I was Barry the Mailman. So yeah, five different names, and their goal was a Jeopardy question. So who knows?
Another one of the funniest aspects of the show was they didn't show your wife or your daughters for a while, and then right. when they finally did show your wife and daughters, it was Christie Brinkley. Yeah.
Spoiler alert for people who are binging.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Who always went out of her way to say how lucky she was to have snagged you.
Yeah. Well, the theory behind that, and it made perfect sense. You know, because they were mocking me so much on the show and giving me, you know, terrible things happening to me, Mike said, we can't have you, everything can't be terrible because this guy would blow his head off. Yeah. Like if he goes home and it's as bad as it is at work. So the theory was, let's give him the greatest life.
Yeah.
So at home, I had Christie Brinkley and three gorgeous daughters, beautiful. Actually, one of them is in a Tom Cruise movie right now. She's going to play his co-lead. But so I went home to this amazing life, and these women cherished Jerry.
Sure.
Like everything that came out of his mouth. And where at work I might be fumbling, there's an episode where Amy Leslie Knope comes to the house, and she's about to drop something, and I quickly grab it and save the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they gave me the most amazing home life. I have amazing friends. We sing at Christmas parties. We're just like this amazing family. Yeah. So, but Amy actually had a funny bit, which thankfully they didn't go that way. She thought it might be funny if Jerry's, because when this was all being talked about, you know, being pitching ideas, she said, "What if it was like this little nervousy little, this little woman who was just so scared, like, oh, the mean Jerry's coming home." You know, like, so at home, I was the tyrant.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we didn't go.
No, this is better.
Yeah, the other one's funnier.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I like that angle, but this is funnier.
And more to do with it. You know, then you can bring the family in and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it was, and Christie Brinkley is, Amy will always say, she walks in and the room lights up.
Sure.
It just does.
Yeah.
And she's smart and funny, and I loved it when I'd see the script and know that there was going to be family time.
And easy on the eyes. Let's
she
go ahead
ain't
and
too
say
bad. You know what I'm
she's
saying?
All right looking.
That gal's got some games.
Yeah.
It's right. She does got some games.
Jim, everyone in the cast, it's one of the best ensembles I've ever seen put together, yourself included. Did you think, was there ever a time early on where you thought Chris Pratt will be one of the biggest box office stars in America?
No. And that's not to cut him down at all. I think Chris Pratt would answer no.
Yeah.
That being said, to work with Chris Pratt, you're going to find out two things. The man has the biggest heart of anyone you've ever met.
Good.
And the doctors are looking into it. But anyway, I digress. Good night, everybody. Two more shows next Monday. But he is the kindest, sweet. He sent us, we're all still obsessed with each other, so we're constantly texting. We have this Parks Fam text thing, and he sent a pic the other day. He and his little boy Jack, they made a dinosaur in the sand, and you know, and Jack, I love when little kid, his son was born premature, and he's doing amazing, but he has some eye stuff, so he's got the glasses, and there's something that is so adorable about little kids in glasses.
Yeah.
So it's just Pratt with his little son in his lap with this big dinosaur. I mean, he's just
like a sand castle, but a dinosaur.
Of a dinosaur.
Oh, cool.
Yes. I'll show you the picture when we're off the air. Yeah. He's just this great guy. And I wouldn't have expected, but I'll tell you this. He has worked so hard for it.
Sure.
He tested against everybody in town for that Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, everybody.
Yeah.
That was going to be the big franchise.
Yeah.
And he was turned down initially. I mean, this is his story to tell, and then he said, let me go at it again. And he fought for it, and he physically has gained weight and lost weight and gained weight and lost weight.
How about that?
Oh, when he would come back to Parks after doing a film, because we just ate. I mean, we had craft services from heaven. I mean, it was, we ate all the time.
Yeah.
We would do a bit, well, like say we were shooting at a restaurant, you know, and you're eating during the scene. So when lunch, they call lunch, you're like, ugh, I'll be in my trailer. I'm so full. Not Pratt. What do we got? What's cooking? And then we come back to keep shooting, and he's right back at it again. So he is naturally, you know, his body wants to be fat.
Yeah.
But he's turned it into this rock. You know, just he's a machine.
Unreal.
So, yeah, no one would have expected it, but it's so well deserved. Like when we heard, I'll never forget, when Pratt, when we heard the Pratt, when he told us he got Guardians, Nick Offerman and I, literally I had tears in my eyes because, you know, you meet a lot of actors, you meet a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And some people you judge, you're like, eh, you don't deserve that or whatever. And people right. might say it about me. Who knows? But it was so no actor BS. It was just, oh, is that the best, most deserved news?
And good. He rocked it.
And he rocked it. And his wife is Anna Faris,
right.
who I had worked with years earlier on Friends. We both did an episode of Friends. And, of course, I was joking them, oh, Pratt, you're lucky I didn't make my move, buddy. You are so lucky. You're a lucky man.
But that led to Jurassic World, and that led to Magnificent Seven with Denzel Washington coming up.
Now so he's back in Atlanta. He's doing Guardians 2. Plus, he's the voice, the main voice in that Cars thing.
Yeah.
It's all franchises. It's like one franchise after the other. It's the best. Though I'm doing a sequel of a Lifetime movie.
Which one are you doing?
That's a franchise, right?
No, yeah, what is it?
Is that what you're shooting here?
No.
What are you shooting here?
Here I'm doing a film called Landline. It's with me, and I play brothers with Tom Arnold. And Betsy Brandt is in it from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, she's great.
She's awesome. Matt Aaron wrote it, is going to star in it. It's really a sweet film about kind of a guy who technology is not working for him. He loses a job because he's not as good at it as other people, and things go bad. So he's going to go back to life the old way.
Yeah.
I'm going to just – and you know what? You can't go back. It's tough to go back.
It's a great premise.
It's a great premise, and it's a really sweet script.
Good.
And we're shooting at Wrigley. I don't know if I should say when, but we're actually shooting in the park in the next couple of days.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So I'm super excited. And then I have another project in Chicago called Heavens to Betsy, a Robert Alanis film that I read the script, and it was like, oh my gosh, is that a sweet, sweet, sweet script? So we're going to do that at some point. Then I'm doing, I'm going back to L.A. after this here and doing the sequel to The Wrong Woman with Danica McKellar that we did. It was turned out to be Lifetime. We were their number one Lifetime movie.
That's Winnie Cooper for people to know.
Winnie Cooper. And I'm working with all the youngins, all the babies.
Lacey Chabert, Winnie
Cooper. Yes, yes. Well, I said to them, how can we do a sequel? My character was really mean and nasty. Like, I dumped her like as a client in this last one. And he goes, don't worry.
Find a way.
You're back and you're working with her.
Good.
Will you come see us again when these movies open and next time you're in town?
This is it, a one-time shot?
No, this will be it.
Not too soon. Yeah. I mean, don't come back too soon.
Yeah, no.
No?
I would, you know, I'd take a mental picture of what's going on because this will be it. And I do want to also say next, I will be heading to Seattle on Friday because the film I shot with Ned Crowley, a local boy who I started with, who if you saw him, you'd probably know him, Bill.
I know who that is, yeah.
We did a film called Middleman that Ned wrote and directed. And it is the closing film at the Seattle International Film Festival.
Awesome.
And we've sold out all the shows. We can't believe it. We're blown away by the reception
fantastic.
We've gotten.
Good.
I'm
so happy for you.
Thank
you. Deserve
you.
All this
Thank
and
you.
More.
You're awesome.
And if you do change your mind, the door's always open.
Yeah, probably not. But you know, it's really been sweet.
Right.
It's really been something.
Thank you, Jim.
Nice to see you.
Jim O'Hare, everybody.
Thank
A quick
you guys.
Break and then the news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.